1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 27th of August. It is 725, 74 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Selena Redeker. Selena is the executive director of the Kansas Golf Foundation. Selena, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. The big induction ceremonies are going to be taking place here tomorrow evening. And really here, the focal point locally is obviously the induction of the late J.L. Lewis from Emporia. Talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place here tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited about it. The Kansas Golf Foundation has run and operated the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame for about 30 years now, and we're really excited to be able to induct JL into the Hall of Fame this year. He is an Emporia native. He graduated from Emporia High School in 1978. We have family and friends coming in from all over to help, commemorate his achievements as a PGA professional and club professional. He played in over 400 events, including all four major championships. He was really a phenomenal ball striker. And he's not only good at golf, he was good at a lot of things. Yeah. People who might have known him in Emporia knew he lettered in baseball, he lettered in football and cross country. He was a fantastic athlete. But we're going to be honoring his achievements in golf tomorrow evening. We'll be over at Emporia Country Club this Saturday, the 28th, and we're going to have a dinner cocktail hour that starts at 6, dinner starts at 7 and a presentation. Tickets are $60. We'll have, brisket and chicken and all the fixings, cash bar. We'll have a silent auction. We're auctioning off a Mahomes signed jersey, which is exciting, and a number of other things. But we're excited. We've added some more tables, so tickets are still available. One of those tables is specific for the class of 1978. So if anyone's listening and graduated with JL, or around them would like to join us, get on our website. It's kansasgolffoundation.org. And right on the homepage I've added, you can purchase tickets right through there or make a donation if you can't make it. And everything is supporting the growth of golf in Kansas.
All right, J.L. Lewis being inducted into the Kansas Golf Foundation Hall of Fame. It's great to hear that his family will be here. In fact, we'll have his wife Dawn on with us tomorrow morning during our Saturday morning sports talk program, right around 8:50 to get her take. And hopefully we'll be able to be in contact with a couple of JL's kids, too, to get their comments. They're expected to be here also for this big event tomorrow night at the Emporia Country Club. Well, Selena, let's talk about the application process and being inducted into the Kansas Golf Foundation Hall of Fame. Exactly how does this work?
Sure, yeah. So we have a... an application on our website, and anyone can submit a nomination for someone who's basically made an impact in golf in Kansas. And that might mean that they are a player, someone like Tom Watson, who's in our Hall of Fame, or they might be a superintendent or a golf course architect or a great coach. We have, a slew of really, really important people in the Kansas community who have made an impact in golf. And so get on there, you can submit an application, to nominate someone, and then we have a selection committee, and they get together every other year to vote on who will be inducted into our next Hall of Fame. And it's, you know, every 2 years we make that selection process, and usually it's two people that we induct each year.
And it sounds like, looking at the website, there are several different categories, whether it's players, professionals, amateurs, contributors to the game, also club professionals, even golf course superintendents that are in.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's six different categories, so you just select which one. And then a lot of times they fall under a lot of different categories. But for the nomination, we pick the one that, you know, they made the biggest impact in, and, you know, hopefully can induct them the following year.
Again, J.L. Lewis being inducted into the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame this Saturday night, the Emporia Country Club. You can log on to the Kansas Golf Foundation website and purchase your tickets there. Still a few spots left, but I'm really happy to say the ticket sales have been going very well. So it's going to be a good crowd tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock at the Emporia Country Club. You know, and JL here locally, we had JL here a number of years ago as he was able to put on a clinic for us. And you mentioned his prowess on the golf course. Of course, he won four PGA events and was just about ready to get started on the senior tour before, you know, he succumbed to cancer. So that was obviously, you know, sad happening for JL, but it's great his family will be here and his friends to be there seeing JL inducted into the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame. Not only his work on the golf course, Selena, but JL was very well known for his teaching and helping out with community service as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And hey, we really thank you guys for helping to promote the event and talk about JL and for all the support that Emporia has shown us. And we hope it's a great event.
Well, let's talk a minute before we let you go, Selena, about the Kansas Golf Foundation, your mission.
Yeah, so we've been around since 1991. We're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to promote the future and preserve the history of golf in Kansas. So we've awarded over $400,000 in grants and scholarships. We help advocate for kids to start playing early and to keep playing. So if you have a junior golfer that's heading off to college, we have a scholarship for them. So we encourage you to apply for that. Or if you're someone that is starting a junior golf program or has a junior golf program, we have a grant program for that, and we're continuing to grow both of those opportunities. And then the way that we preserve the history of golf is through the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame. And like I said, we have over, you know, 47 people inducted into that now, and we continue to grow it.
Well, Selena, thanks so much for your time this morning. We're looking forward to a nice big event coming up tomorrow night at the Emporia Country Club. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
And
bye-bye.
Selena Redeker, who is the executive director of the Kansas Golf Foundation, previewing the induction of J.L. Lewis into the Kansas Golf Hall of Fame, Emporia Country Club, tomorrow night. You can log on to the Kansas Golf Foundation website, and a ticket's still available, Chuck.
Outstanding. I wanted to let you know that we do have three different newsmaker slots available next week.